Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. May I please have your zip code?
95826.
95826. Thank you so much for that information. May I please have your name?
William. Middle initial C. Last name Simmons. S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Simmons. Okay, go ahead and verify your address for me, please.
9391 Americana Way, Sacramento, California, 95826.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. So I do see here that you have the extra FX.
Yeah, easy for you to say, isn't it?
Say it five times fast.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's great. It's all natural, and it does help boost your strength and stamina. So how can I help you today, Mr. Simmons?
Well, I called you last month when I got my bill from the credit card company, and I called to stop the service. I didn't want the product anymore.
Okay.
Because they came out and told me that it would run up to like 90-some to 104-some dollars a month.
Okay.
And that was not explained to me. So, and I'm looking for the person's name that I spoke to because I have it listed under a phone number.
Okay.
I spoke to a person by the name of Jay.
Okay.
And they gave me a number. K is in Karen, C is in Charlie, 021.
Okay.
And they said that they would not do it. And now I just called my credit card company, and they explained to me that there's another charge on there for $92.90.
Okay.
Which is should have been canceled last month.
Yes, sir.
And I would like to get that reversed, and I'd like to just stop getting, so I don't have to call you, Shantae, at 5:30 California time.
Okay, well, let's see if we can take care of that for you today, Mr. Simmons, okay? Please allow me to put you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. Okay, Mrs. Simmons?
Yes, ma'am.
I did see where you did call back on the 24th, and you did cancel the account. The account is canceled, but during the time that you canceled the account, it looks like the shipment was already shipped to your home or shipped out. That's what I'm seeing, dates shipped.
Okay, then that means you had already charged me for it.
Uh-huh, on the 24th.
$92.90. And now there's another charge on my credit card, according to Barclays Bank, for $92.90, because that's how I got this phone number.
Okay, so what you're speaking of is the $92.90 for the trial. See, what initially happened April the 6th. Okay, so you paid the shipping and handling of $7.45 and $6.70, and according to what I'm seeing here is that you were in that 14-day trial period, and within that 14-day trial period, I'm sure he explained this to you already. Within that 14-day trial period, you would have to call and cancel so you can avoid being charged the retail price. And it states here that after the 14 days, you'd be charged the retail price for the two items that you have at home. And being that you called on the 24th, they had already charged you on April the 23rd, because that's when they originally started.
I never got two packages. I got one package with one bottle.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Then I did, when I did cancel the order,
mm-hmm.
and the fellow said, okay, you won't get any more. And I don't know why I got up at 5 o'clock this morning to call Barclay Bank. I could be sleeping. And they said there's another charge.
Yes,
and
sir.
That, unfortunately, my dear, is why I'm speaking to you this morning to find out why they did this. Now, I realize I missed out on the 14-day cancel,
mm-hmm.
and I knew I had the other one coming, but I didn't get the second bottle. And now they tell me there's another charge of $92.90 on my credit card, and that came after the cancellation call that I made to you folks.
Okay, so let me just explain. The same day that you did call, that's what I'm showing here. It was on the same day that you called on May the 24th. I see where you called in, and I see where you were you had already been charged the $92.90.
But this is the second $92.90.
Uh-huh.
Charged, and I don't have a second bottle.
Okay, see, that's the one I'm talking about that was shipped. Let me go ahead and find out where that is, because there's a tracking number on it. Just give me a moment, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, so it said following the tracking number that's on the package, it's showing that it was delivered at the mailbox on May 27th.
Okay, I've got that one. I'm not denying that one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only one.
But you've already charged me back on, hold on a second, back on April 23rd, on the 26th, you charged me $92.90.
Okay.
For a bottle.
Okay, you're absolutely right.
I got that bottle, but okay. I haven't gotten a second one, and yet you've charged me another, and I'm when I say you, I'm talking you editorially, my dear, not you personally.
Sir. I understand.
Another $92.90, mm-hmm. which when I called up and canceled, they said I would not get another bottle and I would not get another bill.
Yes,
and
sir.
Now there's a $92.90 charge on my Bank of Hawaii MasterCard.
Yes, sir. I do understand what you're saying. And please forgive me for stating that you had two items. It is only one because the 745 one was declined, and that one was not shipped. So, yes, you did only receive that one bottle.
Okay.
So for that one bottle on April the 6th, and you and I did speak about the 14-day trial period, and you agreed that because you didn't.
I made the mistake.
Right. Okay, very good. So that first $92.90 would have been paying the retail price for the first bottle that you have at home. Okay, so the second bottle that's on its way, remember I told you you had been entered into a auto ship program. So for the month of May, so the first one was for the month of April. So the month of May, which is 5/24, the same day that you called in, it had already shipped out. So that's the one that you're paying for. There's not a third charge because the account was canceled.
So you're going to hit me up for another $92.90, and then you go away.
Yes, sir. There's nothing else coming out of your account.
Okay.
I do apologize, Mrs. Simmons, for the misunderstanding.
If you billed me, you have a right to apologize. If you personally did not bill me, you do not need to apologize to me.
Yes, sir.
The gentleman I spoke to the first time,
mm-hmm.
Jay,
mm-hmm.
I think he could sell shit to cowboys, if you know what I'm saying. He could do it. He was a smooth talker.
Okay.
Twisted a lot of things. I didn't quite understand it all.
Uh-huh.
But I've already paid a $92.90 charge.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got another $92.90 charge, and I'm supposed to get another bottle of that. Is that correct?
No, you've already received it. That's the second bottle. You only have two bottles. You only paid $2.92s. $292.90.
But I never got the second bottle, ma'am.
Okay, see, that's what I was saying. It was when I explained to you that the second bottle arrived at your home on May the 27th, you said you got that one.
I did get one. I have one bottle from you. I take it back. You are correct. I take it back.
Okay.
I do have two bottles.
Oh, my gosh. You are so wonderful.
That's what happened. I combined the two bottles.
Okay.
And that's why I only have one on my counter. So that would be the problem. So that was my fault, not yours.
Yes,
it's not that I'm not listening. It's just too damn early to be up.
Well, I'm enjoying the conversation, so I do appreciate
you. You're 92.90 ahead of the game. You should be enjoying it, girl. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, where are you located?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, wow, Alabama.
Alabama, yes, sir.
I want to tell you something. Even though I was calling and I was very upset because I found out about this charge.
Mm-hmm.
You've pacified me because normally I go off when I get something like this. First, it's early in the morning. Second of all, I don't know why, ma'am, I called my bank.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea why. And they had a human working, but they're in New York, so that made it kind of nice. But the product that they sold me and the results that they said I'd get, I haven't. Just so let me know. I've invested, $186 roughly,
yes,
and
sir.
I'm not getting any bang for my buck, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Give it a little more time. Give it a little more time. Just a little more time.
No,
see
we're not
work.
Doing another $93.
No, not another $93, but just take all the product that you do have and watch
it, girl.
It work.
We'll see what happens.
All right. I wish you much success on that.
I've got a birthday coming up Thursday.
Okay, happy birthday. I know I'm not going to talk to you again, but happy
birthday. I've been priming. I've been taking these pills, and we're going to see if I can do the duty, so to speak.
Yes, sir. I wish you much success. Yes, I do.
No, you don't have to wish me success. I need success. We're
yes,
not going to wish anything. We're talking positives here.
There you go. I'm touching and agreeing. There we go.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate Shantae taking your time to speak to me early this morning.
Yes.
I hope you have a great day, and I hope I put a smile on your face.
Yeah, you have. Thank you so much for calling customer support, and you have a great day yourself.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. You do a hell of a job. Don't let anybody kid you. You do a great job. You can pacify people where they don't get all upset and, you know, want to go crazy and get disrespectful on you.
Yes, sir.
Nothing gets accomplished. Nothing at all gets accomplished.
You're
if I get mad at you and I get disrespectful to you, nothing's going to happen.
You're right.
You'll just sit there and you'll pacify me and say, well, screw him. I got $93 out of him. Yeah.
No, don't want
that's
that.
Even without using my pills.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Mr. Simmons, you have been a hoot. I really do appreciate you. Thanks again for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day, and be safe.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.